Well, there's Brian Finley in performance, and for very good reason here this afternoon. My name is Mark Wigmore on this Thursday. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM and our look at arts and culture. Today on the program, we're heading east of Toronto to one of Canada's most unique summer music destinations. That would be the West Bend, nestled in the rolling countryside near Campbellford. West Bend has built an international reputation for bringing world-class music into the heart of nature. The iconic open-air barn venue has become a summer pilgrimage spot for audiences looking to experience everything from classical music and opera to jazz, folk, Broadway, indigenous artistry, and beyond, all surrounded by meadowland, birdsong, and the beauty of Northumberland County. The 2026 summer season runs from June 12th through August 2nd, and highlights this summer include baritone Gino Quillico, the Canadian Chamber Orchestra, pianist Elizabeth Pion, Big Smoke Brass, Hilario Duran, and the powerful Indigenous voice, Asanabi. Beyond classical music, audiences will see artists like Jim Cuddy, Judy Collins, William Prince, Leahy, Hannah Georges, and The Longest Johns. There's even a full production of Shrek the Musical and a new Broadway presentation titled Love Changes Everything. If you'd like to learn more, westbend.ca is the website. Joining me now is the founder and artistic director of West Bend, pianist, educator, conductor, and arts visionary Brian Finley. For decades, Brian has helped shape West Bend into one of Canada's most distinctive cultural destinations, creating a place where music, community, and nature meet in extraordinary ways. He also has been a tireless advocate for Canadian artists and for making classical music feel welcoming, alive, and deeply human. Brian Finley, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's great to be here.
Every West Bend season has its own personality. I was just looking back at 2025. It was sparkling. How would you describe the spirit of this season?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think it all has to do with perspective. We are, as you probably know, are living in a pretty crazy world at the moment. A lot of unsures, a lot of things going on.
Sure.
And we're really focusing on perspective this year, on choosing to decide to uphold the good, the beautiful, natural elements, the whole concept of beautiful music making and communities coming together. It's all about perspective. And that starts with our production of Shrek, which of course is about someone who everybody thinks is a terrible, ugly ogre and proves himself to be of pure, beautiful heart. And then it continues on through a season that just explores the infinite beauty of music and nature.
Let's talk about it a little bit. West Bend has always blended classical music with other genres. It comes off in a really organic way. So when you're programming a season that appeals to, you know, devoted classical audiences or jazz audiences and newer listeners, how do you pick and choose what you're going to do?
Oh, it's always a tough choice, but it's always fun. It's like being a kid in a candy store. There's so many great options. And, you know, this country is full of such amazing artists, such great visionaries. Part of the key is to realize that there is so much interesting and good music going on, despite the genre or amongst all the different genres. Everything has its own language and its own way of speaking to different people. And it's that beautiful coming together that I think is so possible in a summer music festival. It's this gathering of all these different talents and genres and generations that really makes it feel like a beautiful family.
Have a look at the website. You can see the full calendar there. It's really easy to go through, westbend.ca. And we're going to highlight a couple of the classical concerts right now. And we'll start with the baritone Gino Quillico, West Bend this summer, July 4th. So tell us about that choice.
Gino Quillico is just so great. He is just such a consummate performer. He's always fun. People just love him. He's just got such a charisma on stage and a glorious, glorious voice. You know, he's the guy that we really have to make sure, I have to make sure I have a really good haircut, because he always somehow ends up playing with my hair on stage. I did try that with him once, did not go over too well. But anyway, it's a dazzling show, so, so fun. And of course, is one of Canada's great opera singers, having sung all over the world from La Scala to the Met and everywhere in between. It's just such an honor to have him right there on stage, right in front of you. It's really fun.
Saturday, July 4th. That is a great Saturday lineup right there. And then the very next day, the Canadian Chamber Orchestra is there on the Sunday, part of that lineup. And so what makes chamber orchestra performance so effective in a barn acoustic?
I think it's the intimacy. This is about a 20-member group. They'll be performing everything from Eine kleine Nachtmusik of Mozart right through to Schoenberg's Verklärte Nacht. And again, it's the intimacy of being so close to that music, a feeling of an ensemble like that. You can feel the joy. You feel like you're in the orchestra itself. It really is fun.
Canadian Chamber Orchestra, and we say a chamber, but that can mean as little as 4 or 5 members. That's up to 20. And so it's almost like having a real orchestra right there. July 5th, that's a Sunday. And then pianist Elizabeth Pion, another exciting name on the schedule. And that is July 26th, so a little later in the season. Tell us about that choice.
I've been looking forward to welcoming Elizabeth here to West Bend for several years. The first time I had her booked was in the COVID years when she was a younger pianist than she is now. She's still a young pianist. Since that time, she has built herself a beautiful career, primarily from Europe. Mm. And it's very, very exciting to welcome her back. She, of course, was the grand prize winner at the Honens International Piano Competition in Calgary this year.
Amazing.
Well deserved, a brilliant pianist. And what I love about Elizabeth, she's a composer as well too. She'll be sharing some of her own music along with things of Brahms and Schumann and others. But also her pre-concert routine is a very interesting one that we hope to share with our patrons too. She likes to do Tai Chi with whoever's going to be there before the performance starts. And so it's a concept of getting everybody into the same zone before actually stepping out on stage. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think that's great.
That is pretty unique. My goodness. So get ready to do a little Tai Chi ahead of that one on July 26th. And you kind of touched on it there, but, you know, Beethoven, Schubert, concert piano, you're surrounded by nature instead of being in that traditional concert hall. And that is so special.
It is absolutely. To experience these beautiful warm summer breezes, bobolinks, orioles, crickets, as part of the musical experience is just totally unforgettable. It's a very, very rewarding, beautiful experience.
And if you are just joining us, musician, pianist, composer, new Classical FM playlister, artistic director with West Bend in Campbellford, Ontario, Brian Finley is on the line, and you can discover the 2026 summer season. We just talked about some of the classical offerings and the website westbend.ca. I want to just touch on the Ace Inabi appearance because he is such an incredible talent, but it's kind of a bittersweet date, I would have to imagine, for you.
It is a bittersweet day. We had also programmed Chris Dirksen to perform for us this year. And as you know, Chris had a tragedy in her life and is no longer with us. And we're very sad about that. But it was a reminder of the incredible importance of our Indigenous musicians in this country, how they are helping actually join this country together with their beautiful music, with their wonderful wisdom, for their friendship. And I think Ace Inabi is another example of that, clearly, along with William Prince and others who are coming. But it's truly an honor to have these incredible talents with us.
I should mention William Prince, too. I mean, what an incredible voice. That guy is a big main stage performer. He's always playing in front of 10, 20,000 people. And so to get him at West Bend is a real feather in your cap.
Well, you know what's exciting about William, too, is that he too, is such a beautifully intimate music maker. His music reaches out, and I've never heard a more quiet audience than when listening to William Prince. There's something very spiritual about his music making. And so when we put him in the barn, which has a capacity of close to 300, it's a very, very special experience.
It really is. And I, like I say, I think I saw him last summer in front of about, gosh, it must have been about 10,000 people. So this is great to get the barn experience with William Prince. And we've really touched on a lot of the different genres, but it's a real sense of community at West Bend. We talk about campfires and shared meals and outdoor experiences, and you've had wine tastings, and it's a lot more than concerts, right?
You know, listening to you, I think I'm crazy. It is a lot more than concerts, but you know, so is life. Yeah. And I think that's really the exciting thing about it. It just adds such a wonderful dimension to the music making. It gives the music a reason for being. It really answers the why. When it's surrounded by people coming together, by friendship, by food, by local wines and crafts and that kind of thing, it makes for a very, very special experience.
And I just want to touch on those who maybe haven't had the experience before, somebody who hasn't made the trip to West Bend. What would you suggest to convince them that this is the summer experience that they really do want to have in that part of Ontario?
I think it's back to the reason for this season, and that is perspective. I feel that West Bend is a choice to come to a place that is unspeakably beautiful, has such friendly people in it, has such beautiful music, has such connection to the musical experience. That's a choice to look for that goodness in life. And I think this is the year to do that.
Absolutely. 2026, lots to see and do. And artistic director with West Bend in Campbellford, Ontario, Northumberland County, Brian Finley, always a pleasure to have you on the air, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. And you guys keep up the great work, too.
Discover the 2026 summer season with West Bend. Here's the website again, westbend.ca. That's westbend.ca. And we'll leave you with one of the performances that will happen in July. This is the Canadian Chamber Orchestra.